Yes, hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. Okay, can I speak with Mina Hernandez?
Speaking.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, first of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I am.
Okay. And okay, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of voting in the elections for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices in November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? We'll probably vote 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Oh, no, I'll vote. Yes, I'm going to vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about the past election in Kern County for local office, like county board of supervisors, do you always vote or vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or
I
do not
vote
on those? Always vote, okay? And generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
Oh, definitely off the wrong track.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate the feelings, you know, towards each of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If
that part is confidential. I have no opinion. I'll skip that.
Okay, well, let me read them anyways. Yeah, if you say no opinion, that's fine. I'll put no opinion. Okay, Kim Salas, would that be favorable or unfavorable or no opinion?
Say the name again.
Kim Salas?
No opinion.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, Gavin Newsom.
You mean Kevin?
Gavin, yes. G-A-V-I-N.
Gavin Newsom. Yeah, favorable.
Uh-huh.
Very favorable. Yeah.
Oh, very favorable. Leticia Perez. Or Perez?
No, unfavorable. No, I forgot the terms. No.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah, very unfavorable.
Okay, and Donald Trump?
Oh, very unfavorable.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent job, just fair or poor as county supervisor?
Poor.
Poor job, okay. All right, ma'am. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given the chance?
Someone new, given the chance.
Someone new. All right, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Republican Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, ma'am, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Would that be Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
Kim Salas.
Kim Salas, okay. All right, and how certain are you that you will vote for Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain?
Somewhat.
Somewhat certain. All right, ma'am, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you deciding your vote, you know, for the county supervisor. Jobs in the economy, housing costs, climate change, roads and traffic, homelessness, county taxes, or crime?
All the above.
Okay, if you had to pick one to be the most important, which one would it be?
Can you repeat them again?
Jobs in the economy, housing costs, climate change, roads and traffic, homelessness, county taxes, and crime.
Crime,
okay. All right, ma'am, and now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. Okay, for each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Okay, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community service to stop drug use before it starts. Would you say that statement is very convincing, somewhat, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Reason? Not at all convincing. Okay, yes, Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Very convincing, somewhat a little, or not convincing at all?
A little.
A little convincing. Okay, yeah, the streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and trash and, you know, graffiti are cleaned up. Very convincing, somewhat a little, or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Not convincing at all. Okay. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure the law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay. All right. And the last one says Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield's has been neglected for too long, and the new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and park and recreation. Very convincing, somewhat a little, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, after hearing more information, okay, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, for whom would you vote, Leticia Perez or County Supervisor or Kim Salas, Assembly, Assembly Member?
Kim Salas.
Kim Salas. All right. All right, ma'am. Now we almost finished with this survey. Okay, I only have a couple of statements to read to you about Leticia Perez. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez, okay? For each one, please tell me whether
I'm not
that
interested.
Statement...
No, well, not interested in that part, no. And I don't have time. I didn't think that your phone call was going to be this lengthy. I normally don't answer.
It's almost finished, ma'am. We are 80%, okay? I only have to read those statements and we should be done. That way
The last one is no, not convincing
well,
for her.
This about very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no doubts about her, okay? Perez does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all the supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Would you say that would give you very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no doubts about supporting her?
A serious doubt about not supporting her.
Okay, serious doubt. Okay, a county supervisor, Perez, has cut, you know, funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in California. Would that give you very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no doubts about supporting her?
Serious doubts, not supporting her.
Okay. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest in indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She said a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Would that give you serious doubts, very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no doubts about supporting her?
Very serious doubts of not supporting her.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Finally, would you like to ask a few questions for, the statistical purpose, generally speaking? Do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Independent? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I'm an independent.
Okay.
I'm in the middle.
Independent. All right, and thinking, you know, in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I would say I am more in between, so not too conservative and not liberal, so that would be, what's the middle one?
Moderate?
Moderate, yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is the highest year of schooling that you have completed, or the highest degree?
That would be, be a junior college.
Okay, I have the 2-year degree, like, you know.
A 2-year degree, AS.
Okay. Okay. I remember in just for qualification purposes, what year were you born?
1962.
62. Okay. All right. Okay. And are you anyone in the household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, I am.
Yes, or okay, or both in the household,
yes.
Like your husband and
I am.
Okay.
In the, yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And then finally, just strictly for verification purpose, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Mina.
Mina. Okay. All right, yes. Mina. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.